You know, I might surrender this hour and not fight so hard to reach our pledge drive goal and see what happens. Because we will be talking with Dr. Judith Orloff, author of The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Dr. Orloff is a well-known psychiatrist and best-selling author. She's been a guest on this show in the past to talk about her previous books. And she is with us today to talk about what she has called her most important book, because it will help us choose our battles and know when to assert control and when to let go, and how surrendering rather than fighting can help us accomplish so much more. And we will welcome your questions about examples from your life, perhaps, on when letting go was beneficial, or how pushing just led to more stress and gridlock. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Dr. Judith Orloff, Assistant Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at UCLA and the New York Times best-selling author. Her most recent book is The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why do you call this your most important book?
This book had the most huge effect on my life as I was writing it, and I feel the message is absolutely imminent for society to be able to learn the art of making things happen and then letting them go in terms of success, because I think society has it in their mind that if they push and force, that is the only way to do it. And really, the formula for success is to do everything you can possibly do to make something happen. Then let it go, and that's the magical formula, but the second part people don't know about.
How did this have such a huge impact on your life?
Well, it was what I wanted the most in my life. I tend to be a control freak and a workaholic, and I wanted to have less of that. I wanted to surrender more deeply to my life and just relax more, have more fun, really be in the moment more rather than projecting in the future and always busy. I wanted to just, bring everything to the moment so that I could enjoy every moment of this life, which goes by so quickly. And I want to say that I'm not defining surrender as defeat or giving up or failure. I'm defining it as a true form of power when you make a discerning choice about when to back off, when to let something go, or let's say let go of a negative pattern such as the need to be right all the time, which is a huge pattern that gets people into trouble.
Yeah, I wanted to have you talk a little bit more about what do we mean by surrender?
Surrender means being in touch with the deepest flow of your life. Rather than it's always your will, it's about tuning into being in the zone. It's like when an athlete makes an incredible basket. He's in the zone. He or she is in the zone. So you want to be in that zone in your life. You don't want to be just pushing and fighting and struggling with everything. You want to be able to flow more, like when a wave crashes on you. You want to be able to loosen up your body and go with the wave, otherwise you'll get demolished. And the same is true with the principle for life. I see this as a psychiatrist and with my patients, and when people are going through adversity, illness, pain, the loss, that if you can really loosen up your body and you can flow with it more rather than clenching and fighting it, the passage is much easier.
Mm-hmm. And why do you call it the ecstasy of surrender?
Because the great gift that you're going to get from this book and the practice of surrender is when you can slow down time enough to be in the moment and take a look around and enjoy the sky and enjoy your loved ones and enjoy yourself in the moment, that you're going to feel a kind of ecstasy and bliss just by being, rather than pushing yourself or projecting way far ahead, to be in the moment with love and what's important. Love is the priority always. And to be in the moment with that will make you extremely blissful.
Yeah. How do we know if we need to be better at letting go?
Well, there's a quiz in the beginning of the book, How Surrendered Are You? And basically, if you're feeling exhausted, you're probably not surrendered. If you're feeling anxious or worried or uptight or fighting a reality that is imminent, you're not surrendered. And also, you know, if you have a fear of death, you know, that's a sign that you're not surrendered. That's our final surrender that everybody must get used to, you know, is going to happen. And it's about an acceptance of life so you can celebrate life now. But if you're pushing, if you're unhappy, if you're fighting, if you wake up with your mind going a million miles an hour and you don't want it to and you don't start your day from a positive note, then you're probably not surrendered.
Yeah. Because, Dr. Orloff, we are offering your book as a thank you gift during our pledge drive. Can you let our listeners know what sort of help they can find in the book?
Well, immediately you can stop all the pushing and practice surrender now by just taking a deep breath, taking a very, very deep breath so that you can relax your body, or drinking water slowly, that you can enjoy the food you're eating, appreciating the people around you, laughter, surrender to laughter, really letting yourself laugh. So it can be immediate release of tension once you can let go a little bit, and then you can start this very day with that happiness.
Yeah. And how does this jive with that old saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again?
Yes, it jives with it perfectly. As you can try again, if it's meant to happen, if there's energy there. If there isn't, and you're just beating a dead horse, and you're just going up against barrier after barrier and making yourself sick, then that's a time to say, all right, I think it's better to back off and regroup and maybe approach it from a different angle, or, you know, come back at another time. So you can't just keep pushing. For instance, if you keep pushing and calling people to try and make something happen, you'll alienate them. You know, you can't push people too hard. And just because you want something doesn't mean you'll immediately get it. Maybe it means you have to wait a little while. But tuning in with your intuition to find out when the proper timing is to move ahead with a relationship or with a career goal or a treatment option if you're going through an illness challenge, you have to be able to tune into your intuition, not just push your way through anything. And then when you get, I like to say, get the goosebumps, you know, those waves of goosebumps that tell you you're on, that it's right, it's the right decision, it's right to move forward, that's when you go forward.
Well, we'll talk more about how we can tune into our intuition to know when it's time to let go, when it's time to surrender. Our guest says it's not giving up, it's doing what you can to achieve a goal, but knowing when to back off and let go, and how it can make us happier and healthier if we know how to do this. Our guest is Dr. Judith Orloff. She is the author of The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. And we will welcome your questions for her. Maybe your own examples from your own life of when you knew when to let go and when you didn't. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, and this is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Listeners provide the single largest piece of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. That's why your gift right now is so important.
Well, Joy, we're encouraging people to pledge today. And as added incentive, your pledge of any amount automatically enters you in a drawing for an iPad Air. So make your gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And another added incentive to give during this hour is that for a pledge of $150, that's $12.50 a month, we will offer you as our thank you gift what our guest, Dr. Judith Orloff, has called her most important book. She is the best-selling author of many books. We've talked to her on the show before. And she says that this one has had the biggest impact on her life. The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. If you would like to know when to when to know the difference between pressing on and letting go, choose our battles, and find out how surrender can lead us to overall health, abundance, and fearlessness. You can make your pledge of $150, that's $12.50 a month, to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Joy, we need to hear from 60 people this hour. So far, we've heard from six of you. We need to hear from 54 more before 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you so much for those pledges. 60 pledges, that's our goal this hour.
These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs that you rely on. So help us meet the goal with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, this is where you go to hear policymakers, politicians, others answer questions on a wide variety of state, national, and international topics. And then every Friday, we take a look back on the news of the week during the Week in Review.
On Mondays, it's the State Capitol Report with often our state government reporter, Sean Johnson. We cover legislative news, state elections, state budget issues, and much more. Every Tuesday, we talk Money Matters with Kevin McKinley.
We cover a lot of ground every week, and you're part of that as a listener, a caller, and hopefully a contributor. Support this valuable source of information and access to great guests with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you do give to WPR to support the programming, but as an added incentive, we do have Dr. Judith Orloff's book, Ecstasy of Surrender, for your pledge of $150 a year or more. That's $12.50 a month. Ask for it when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge during this spring membership drive. Joy Cardine with John Munson asking for your support. Your gift of any amount, maybe it's $12.50 a month, is the right amount.
And, you know, we should have some kind of cute sounder to play every time we talk about the iPad drawing today. Mm-hmm. We have to get the production department on that. Everyone who pledges today will be entered in a drawing for an iPad Air. Ding, ding, ding. You could be the lucky winner when you make your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And our legal department says we should say this. You don't have to pledge to participate. You can send a postcard with your name, address, mail, email, and telephone number to WPR iPad Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So enter by sending a postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I didn't even know we had a legal department.
We don't.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm glad we don't. We don't really need one. Hey, have you ever heard something on Wisconsin Public Radio that you wanted to pass on to a friend? I know I sure have. With the program notes on the website and audio archives, you can pass things on, and maybe you already do.
It's a great way to stay connected with others by passing on ideas and stories and information. We help you stay connected with your friends and family and with the world. Your donation keeps the connection going.
Make your pledge right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now is a powerful gesture. It means you're willing to stand up and be counted as the next member in our WPR community. New members are so important. Without you, we wouldn't be able to increase and improve our services as we do every year.
Well, you know, you care enough to listen. Not only that, you care enough to continue to listen while Joy and I talk about how much you listen and the fact that you should make a pledge. So, you know, let's just face it. You are a hardcore Wisconsin Public Radio listener. Here's what we're asking you to do. Support your source for meaningful radio. Make your gift of $5 a month or whatever amount is best for you. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, for your pledge of $150 or $12.50 a month, if you want to do it in monthly installments, we have a special thank you gift for you this hour, the book that we are talking about this hour by Dr. Judith Orloff, The Ecstasy of Surrender. You can find out how letting go can empower your life. That's yours for your pledge of $150 during this hour. So ask for it when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, every pledge that comes in today is automatically entered into a drawing for an iPad Air. And sustainers, don't worry, you're automatically covered. Make that pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Alexandria from Appleton, who says, I've been listening for a while, but this is my first time donating. I'm so glad I have Wisconsin Public Radio to help me get through the workday. Thank you, Alexandra. It's a privilege to have you listening along, and thanks for your support. Thanks, John. We'll talk to you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking with Dr. Judith Orloff. She is the author of The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. And it looks like you are interested in this thank you gift and interested in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, as we have 13 of you so far who have pledged. Thank you very much. You can pledge too at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And as a thank you gift, we'll give you Dr. Orloff's book for a $150 a year pledge. Jim in Duluth, Minnesota is with us. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Joy. The greatest show on the radio in this area, I have to admit. And I'm a conservative Christian, so...
Well, I'm so happy that you think so, Jim. Thank you.
Well, I'm a truck driver. I'm always listening to you every day for the last 3 years. Quick question for your guest. I have ADD, or I've been told I have ADD, which is kind of a curse, but it's also a gift in the sense if something happens to me, 10 seconds later, my mind is 100 miles away, and I've already surrendered to that, and it's really interesting. My wife, on the other hand, has, depression and anxiety, and it's hard for me to really help her, and I plan on getting her a book, I swear, this week, because I want to give it to her for Mother's Day, but is there anything in specific that I could help her with? Like I know, like if I teach somebody how to drive a semi, the hardest thing to do is to get them to surrender what they've learned and just do it, because that's the easiest way to get good at whatever it is that you're doing. What would you suggest? What would be the one thing, you know, until I can get a hold of the book, that I could say to my wife tonight when I get home?
Well, what I would advise is you go to your wife and you give her a big hug, and you tell her to surrender worry. So I think worry is the biggest thing for her. And she's so diligent, and she's so, you know, on top of everything, but too much so. What she has to surrender is the worry. And if you could reassure her about whatever she's worrying about and just really build up her confidence, I think that would do a lot. But I think her exercise would be to surrender worry and be more in the moment. Bring her mind back from the future and worrying about the future into the now.
Yeah. And I know people who are suffering from depression and anxiety too, and it's so sad, but it's not so easy to just say, okay, I won't worry now. How might you go about surrendering or giving up, letting go of the worry?
By focusing on what's in the here and now. For instance, she has this beautiful husband who just made this call, who loves her dearly, to begin to focus on that and to focus on the love that's around her and being in the moment rather than in the future. And when she's able to do that and have joy, even walking down the street, I mean, I I've treated so many people with depression and anxiety who can't find joy or happiness anywhere. No, it depends. You know, sometimes it can go very, very deep. But in those cases, you just have to take one step at a time and reawaken your joy for living by slowing everything down and decreasing the worry. And whatever he can do to reassure her there's nothing to worry about or to lessen the worry would be helpful to her. You know, sometimes just a reassuring hand and a loving eyes of a spouse can do a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jim, for your call and your kind words, and best of luck to you and your wife. You know, Dr. Orloff, I'm thinking of, it took me many, many, many years. I was a workaholic. The job did require to put a lot of hours into it to actually get everything done. But I would work, you know, 12 hours a day sometimes, and I would be maybe beating my head against the wall, it seemed, to try to get things accomplished that I thought needed to be accomplished. And there was a point, and I'm not even sure exactly what triggered it, but I said, you know what? The world's not going to end if I don't finish this thing today. Or the... And you know what? You know, I've said my piece. So this is where I think we ought to be going with this project. But you know, I can't control all of it. So I ended up. It wasn't like I said I don't care anymore. But yeah. I did let go, and all of a sudden, things started to fall in place, and things did start. You know, work was easier. It took less time. And is that what you mean by how you can sometimes empower yourself by letting go?
That's exactly what I mean. Because what people don't realize is that that's the secret formula to success. When you get to the point of surrender that you got to, where you just said, well, it's not that I don't care. I'm just going to let go of some of the pushing and the worry. Then, magically, things begin to happen. And it doesn't make sense to the logical mind or the ego. The ego never wants to give up control. So that's to be expected. But if you could practice some of the principles in the book on small things and see if it works, then you can get the feedback that it really works. It's just shocking how well it works when you can surrender at the right moments and just say, well, all right, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to worry about it anymore. And then, bam, it takes off.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like you're letting off the pressure valve when you surrender, when you're able to get into the power of letting go. It's very much like an athlete being in the zone. The athlete is not thinking and pushing and forcing. He's just moving with the energy. And that's what you want to do with life. It's more of a dance rather than pushing and jerking and fighting. And, you know, that energy clogs everything up. And what I'm saying is that when you've done everything you possibly can do, and then you can let it go, then that speeds everything up.
So what habits will help us surrender more?
Well, there's some habits that I have of surrendered people in the book. And one of those habits is realizing, number one, I cannot control everything. You can take the quiz in the book that tells you how surrendered you are, because surrendered people know when to let go of control. They know when to exert control. They know when to let go of control. And they also, another habit of a surrendered person is that they're not obsessed with other people's opinions about them. You know, that they're able to live their life and take their risks and live the kind of life they want to live rather than living the life according to other people. You know, that's surrendering to your purpose, which is really, really important. Because I've worked a lot with the dying, and at the end of their lives, what they say is that I wish I could have lived a life that I wanted to live and taken more risks and really gone for it. That's what they say. And they say, I wish I would have had more love. I wish I would have spent more time with my family. Those are the sentiments. It's never, I wish I would have worked more or I wish I would have made more money. None of that. They never say that. And so we can learn from that. You know, in the now, you can live the life you want to live. Let's say you've always wanted to go to Italy, but you have, you know, financial concerns or whatever. I would try and make it work. Just go. Just go. You know, don't stop yourself. You know, that's the surrendering to joy. I mean, that's part of the book. It's not only letting go of negative patterns. It's surrendering to all the things that you've ever wanted to do, but you've stopped yourself. You know, that's so important that you don't waste time on that front. know, even if it means sacrifice. You know, fall in love with the person who you want to be in love with, not just who society says looks good. You know, fall in love with that person madly and let yourself go. That's what surrender is. You see what I mean?
Yes.
It's living life with passion.
Brian in Toma is with us. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Joy. Thanks for taking my call this morning. It seems just perfect timing. My little girl, 12 years old, is being bullied in school, and she has a good heart, a really good heart. But her mom is very concerned, and so is it better to let my little girl defend herself, or should she surrender to these same-aged girls that are giving her trouble?
Well, I think she has to learn how to deal with the girls. It's not about surrendering to them. I wouldn't necessarily do that, but I would just teach her not to have her buttons get pushed and try and minimize it and tell her not to take it personally. And usually when somebody is picked on or bullying, it's because they're a victim. And you want to teach her not to be a victim so the bullies aren't interested in her.
Brian, thank you very much for the call. We are talking with Dr. Judith Orloff. She's an assistant clinical professor of psychiatry at UCLA. She is a New York Times best-selling author, and her most recent book is The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. And we will take more of your calls in just a few moments. But first, John Munson is back. John, we're not letting go of this goal that we have.
we're not surrendering.
But you know what? Things are going well. We still have 41 pledges to make our 60 pledge goal during this hour. But that's a pretty darn good start. And you can also help us reach that goal. And if you would like Dr. Orloff's book, The Ecstasy of Surrender, pledge $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio or more, $12.50 a month or more, and ask for The Ecstasy of Surrender at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, this hour is a great example of the kind of substantial topics that you hear about every day on WPR's Ideas Network. So because you want more than just a headline, we go in depth on the issues that matter to you.
And it's also important to have discussions about issues that affect your lifestyle, like we are today. Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, and we have a pretty amazing twofer going right now because you can choose Ecstasy of Surrender as your thank you gift for a pledge of $150 or more. That's about $12.50 a month. And your pledge will automatically enter you in our iPad Air drawing. Your pledge supports the programs, and you'll enjoy the book. And who knows, you might win an iPad Air. Make your pledge now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
People who listen, you, provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so we can invest it into programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
I mean, think about this. You're listening right now while Joy and I are talking to you about pledging. That means that you're pretty much a hardcore public radio listener, probably time to make a contribution, because your contribution helps keep independent public service radio on the air for you and for your entire community. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've listened all over the country, you know, traveling, you try to find the public stations. What we have is so wonderful, and I don't think a lot of people realize it. And it is, for many people, I think it's, they can't get out, but they can find out what's going on by turning on the radio. I'm John Ink from Wausau, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for education information. It comes to you. You don't have to go hunt it down.
Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on, that you learn from at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio. You choose the amount. Every pledge is appreciated and counted on.
That's right. And here's a way to make your pledge even easier for yourself when you become a sustainer. Choose a monthly amount that's right for you. Oh, let's say 10 or 15 bucks a month, and have it charged from your bank account or credit card.
When you're a sustainer, your monthly gift continues year after year, month after month, so your support is always current. Become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, yeah, join your friends and neighbors who believe in WPR. Friends like, well, we have some listeners from Madison who decided to contribute the same amount they pay for their Netflix monthly subscription, or even better, Stu and Denise from Plymouth, who say, I decided to give because simply there's nothing I'd rather be listening to. Thanks, Joy. Love your show and WPR. Well, join those folks who believe in WPR and believe in supporting it. It takes the support of everyone who listens to make this radio station as good as it can be.
Thank you so much. If you have already pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio, if you're a current member, a sustainer, we really appreciate your support. But if you haven't made that step yet, we do need to hear from you. And this is a great time to do it, because you will automatically be entered into that iPad Air drawing. Everybody who pledges is automatically entered into that drawing. If you choose to pledge $150, you also can pick up a copy of The Ecstasy of Surrender by Dr. Judith Orloff. So you decide how much to pledge and then do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Well, while it may seem counterintuitive, our guest this hour says the best way to accomplish our goals is not through aggressive competition or multitasking or pushing constantly to get what we want. Instead, it could be through surrender. Letting go. We are talking with Dr. Judith Orloff this hour. She is the author of The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. And we welcome your questions for her. We welcome your examples of letting go. Have you seen the benefits of letting go? Do you need some help in letting go? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Dr. Orloff, how can we tell when it's time to surrender and when it's a time to push forward?
Well, I go through intuitive signs in the book of when to move forward and when to surrender or wait. And usually if there's energy there, if you put energy there and things are moving along somewhat, they're not constant obstacles, it doesn't feel like you're hitting a brick wall, and you're excited, other people are excited, and there's a flow to your project, as opposed to when it's not flowing, where you're hitting a wall, where you're alienating people because you're pushing too hard, you're getting anxious, you're not feeling good about it. That's a sign to perhaps regroup and circle around it again, or have a different approach. And sometimes you just need to reevaluate something. But where people really wear themselves out is they keep pushing, when it isn't the proper approach. And that's just wisdom tells you that's when you want to back off and surrender. It doesn't mean giving up the project or giving up the relationship. It just means you're taking a time out, you're waiting, you're looking, you're assessing. So it's just about discrimination. In the book, I interviewed Jerry Levin, who used to run Time Warner, and he talks about his evolution from a corporate CEO to somebody now who runs a healing center, and how when he was in the corporation, the kinds of rules he had to live by in terms of living, holding cards very close to his vest, having the illusion of health all the time, because if you're sick, then that's perceived as weakness. And everyone's saying yes to him, so he thought he was responsible for everything. And then a couple of things made him surrender, where he lost his son. His son was a teacher in the Bronx who got murdered. Jerry got prostate cancer, which he talks about openly. And he said when he was having prostate cancer and being wheeled into the operating room, the corporation was telling him to just say he was on a vacation, and so that the competitors wouldn't see Time Warner as being weak. You see, so this is the old way of viewing things. And then because of his great losses, his heart opened, and he decided he wanted to live life in a different way. And he wanted to live life in a more fulfilling way and in a more spiritually based way, where he believes in a higher power, something greater than the self, and which he's incredibly excited about, and, you know, spending his time in service work to people. So that was just one example of transformation from the reptilian mode of traditional power, you know, to a more surrendered mode. But what I'm suggesting in the book is that you could be surrendered in corporations. You could bring the heart into corporations and be enormously successful, more successful than you ever could be, than if you're just pushing, controlling, and not flowing with people or employees or, you know, the whole corporate structure.
I know that you also say that surrender can help us identify what we really want, what will really make us happy or successful. How can it do that?
Yeah, so you have to ask yourself, there's a chapter on relationships. You know, what kind of relationships do I really want with people? You know, do I want loving relationships? Do I want fun in my relationships? Do I want to go deeply with people and really value love? There's a chapter on surrendering to soulmates, soul friends, and animal companions, because all of those can bring us tremendous love. But sometimes if you're looking for a relationship, you know, perhaps the right one comes along and it doesn't fit your picture of what you think it should be, but yet it's the right one. So you need to surrender any expectations you had that would stop you from going with what's right for you. So it means trusting your intuition, and it means really risk-taking, you know, really going for your life. That's what surrender is, really going for your life and going for what you love and what you want to do and not putting it off anymore.
Yeah. Our intuition is our gut feeling?
Yes. Intuition is the gut feeling, that sense that something is right or wrong in the gut. Science calls it the enteric nervous system because it has neurotransmitters in the gut very similar to those in the brain that give impulses and teach us about what's safe and what isn't safe. Because sometimes in your gut, let's say about any decision in life, you feel danger. You feel, don't go ahead with that, as opposed to other decisions where you go, this feels really right for me. You see, so these are barometers that tell you what to surrender to and what not to surrender to in life. So if you listen to your intuition along with your head and you merge them, then you have double power.
Oh, I mean, thinking about, my intuition tells me that I do want to go on that trip to Italy that you mentioned earlier. and I do love to travel, and I'm able to travel. But, you know, I can also imagine if somebody thought, I want to travel the world, and I can't really afford it, but you know what, I'm going to put it all on a credit card. And that's not going to make me happier if I do that.
Well, no, you have to weigh your decisions. You don't want to travel around the world, but you do want to go to Italy. You don't want to stop that. Yes, now is the time. You want to experience that joy, and anything that you dream about in Italy will be there. So you don't want to stop yourself, and that's what people do. They wait for years, and they don't surrender to their joy. They don't surrender to their dreams and their hopes. And what I'm seeing, you know, as a psychiatrist, I've seen so many people put so many things off for a really long time, and they're not happy as a result of it. And I'm encouraging people to do what they love now. Take that trip.
But we can also apply your lessons to making better decisions about money?
Oh, yes. There's a whole chapter on surrendering to money. Of course, you don't want to max out your credit cards and cause hardship for yourself. No, you don't want to do that. It's all a matter of using common sense with surrender. But with money, you want to have a more surrendered approach. And one thing that I work with my patients on is surrendering worry. When it comes to money, because worry is a form of suffering. You can be genuinely concerned, and that's different. But worrying is when you stay up at night and your mind is going around and around. And it's a form of suffering. And the way that you work with money worries and how surrender will help is that you always bring yourself back to the moment and say, what can I do today? You know, how can I look for that job today? How can I, you know, pay off that bill, even if it's just a little today, and then celebrate that as much as you can, instead of framing it as, I'm doing nothing. No, this is not working. No, I'm so frightened. You have to begin to build positive energy and positivity, and that builds. But if you have negative in your mind all the time, and let's say you have very real concerns. I'm not saying your concerns aren't real, but it's what you choose to focus on in terms of how you could make it better. Going around and around with negative thinking is something you want to surrender. You want to give that up, because what that does, it increases cortisol and adrenaline in your system, and that decreases, which are the stress hormones, and that decreases your immunity, that increases aging, and it causes all kinds of physical problems. You don't want to add to the problem by increasing your stress hormones, and you have control over that. So that's what I'm suggesting in the book, that you have a control over your brain chemistry as to which way it goes when you're experiencing adversity.
Well, as we let you go, Dr. Orloff, what is it that you hope readers take away from your book, including the readers who will pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio to get your book? What is it that you hope they take away from it?
Well, my hope is that they could begin today, once they get the book and make the pledge, to experience surrender and more joy in their life through letting go. And just look around at your life and see what you have to be grateful for and try and savor that, not just for a second, but really savor what that is, the gratitude for whatever is working in your life rather than what isn't.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Dr. Judith Orloff is the author of The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. I'm Joy Cardine, joined now by John Munson, because we want to encourage you to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift is very important right now. And remember, for your pledge of $150, $12.50 a month to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can ask for the book that we just talked about, The Ecstasy of Surrender, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yes, we're encouraging you to surrender to your impulse, yes, to make a pledge. And to offer further encouragement today, your pledge of any amount automatically enters you into a drawing for an iPad Air. So make that gift right now. You might win an iPad Air. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Help pay for the programs you depend on, like this one. We are looking for, and this is doable, 25 pledges.
Absolutely.
In the next 5 minutes.
We can do this.
We can do this with your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're letting go our anxiety over pledge, and we're going to make this hourly go. There
I'm
we
not
go.
Worried in the least. We're
no,
going to do it.
I'm not worried either, but that could just be the caffeine talking. Hey, you've been enjoying this conversation about the ecstasy of surrender. And by the way, again, that's our thank you gift for a pledge of $150 or more. It's a great example of the really informative and educational programming that you get, the conversations that we have daily on the Joy Cardine Show.
Now, take a few minutes to make this hour and many, many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and make your pledge. If the gift amount is $12.50 a month or $150, ask for The Ecstasy of Surrender and find out how you can determine when to forge ahead and when you should let go, and find out how letting go can empower your life. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge matters, and every pledge gets you entered into the iPad drawing. Every single pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio provides me with in-depth, accurate news from around the state. I also like the music, too. I really like being a sustainer because it is relatively painless. I have a monthly withdrawal from my credit card. I don't have to think about it other than the fact that, oh, it's that time of year, it's time for me to up my pledge. When I'm not listening to a public radio station, I'm probably not listening to radio. I'm Rob from Madison, Wisconsin, and I've been a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio for many years. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio so we can keep this precious resource alive and well.
I'm Joy Cardine with John Munson, and we also encourage you to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listeners provide the single largest piece of WPR's budget. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we get all kinds of pledges all the time. I mean, $5 through thousands of dollars. And so, well, you know what? Maybe you're considering a pledge of $100 a month. That leadership gift helps make this program possible, not just for you, but for a lot of other people in Wisconsin as well. Your pledge in any amount supports the programs you enjoy. And you can set it up quite easily. Just takes a couple of minutes at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Jennifer from Janesville, who says, the programs are so informative and uplifting. I just couldn't be a bystander anymore, so I am giving what I can afford to give. Thank you so much, Jennifer. And that's all we ask. You pick amount that works for you and help support a service that you value. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I really resonate with Kurt from Altoona, who made a pledge today and says, I finally remembered to make a pledge. I seem to always forget between the car and the desk. You know, I feel you, man. That has happened to me before, too. You know, a lot of the things that you pay for improve the quality of your life, like, oh, good coffee or a locally brewed beer, dinner out with friends, or a fun activity with your kids.
Your WPR listening is just like all of those other things that are worth paying for. It makes your life richer. Support what's important to you. It will also make your life richer if you pick up a copy of the book, The Ecstasy of Surrender, 12 Surprising Ways Letting Go Can Empower Your Life. It's our thank you gift for your pledge of $150 to Wisconsin Public Radio. Ask for it when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
19 pledges. That's what we need to get here in the next minute or so. So make yours the next at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you if you've pledged to Wisconsin Public Radio. Still time for you to pledge and pick up a copy of the book, The Ecstasy of Surrender by Dr. Judith Orloff, $150, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.